Patriots with a chance to right the ship on Sunday with a win over the Jets. And we will be at Gillette Stadium Monday for a Mayo Monday. And we'll talk with Gerard Mayo on this show around 9 on Monday morning and with Boomer Esiason around 8 on Monday morning. And hopefully we are somehow talking about a win. So, but you can talk about that all day long and all weekend long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. And we will talk about this weekend with Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, coming up in about a half an hour at 7:20 right now. This
is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, you've done the near impossible. You've stumped me on that artist and title. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, so this is a pretty popular song. Not super popular, but pretty popular. It's called Tick, Tick, Boom,
Boom.
By the Hives, because the Patriots are tick, tick, booming their way to explosion. So I figured it was apropos.
All right. Well, time to start our leads this morning, and you are up first, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. I think it's really interesting when you look at the New England Patriots heading into this game on Sunday against the Jets, that the one guy that seems to have risen above all the fray, above all the dysfunction and chaos, is a 22-year-old quarterback, my guy.
Nailed it.
People can believe what they want, but the New England Patriots have found their quarterback. Like, this is the guy. He's the future. He is awesome. And I think Sunday is the perfect opportunity for him to start showing you why and for him to steal a game. Right? When you look at the great quarterbacks across football, sometimes they're in bad situations. Sometimes their teams are ravaged by injuries. But the one thing that they all have in common is that occasionally they just steal you a game. It's like a goalie in hockey. Every once in a while, you just get hot and you steal a game because you're that good. I think Sunday could be the opportunity for Drake May to do that. I think this Jets defense is a little bit overrated. That team is spiraling almost as much as you are, to the point where they've already fired their head coach, their quarterback is a guy who wants to go do a darkness retreat with heavy drugs, and the receiver they traded for like 5 days prior was doing halftime speeches that the team needed more energy. That's where they are. And so this is an opportunity for my guy to come out and really prove to the world, not just to doubting fans here, but to everyone everywhere, that Drake May is one of the next best quarterbacks in football, and to steal a game. This is the opportunity.
I mean, he's only 2 games and 4 minutes into his career
Correct.
As an NFL quarterback. However, you know, I think it's pretty clear that he has the physical stuff that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like it's kind of overwhelming when you see it, that the mental intangibles, like the leadership part and being able to get rid of the noise, he clearly has had that these 2 weeks. I feel like when it comes to Drake May.
I think he handles the pressure really well. You look back at that Jacksonville game, at one point they were down 2 possessions. And what did he do from his own 5-yard line? Mm-hmm. Drove you 95 yards right down the field, scored you a touchdown to put you within 1 possession. Then your coach decided to go for 2 like an idiot. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But Drake May did his job and put you in a position to make it a 1-score game and possibly make it a winnable game. And the rest of your team gave it away. And so, he has it. He has it. And I hope that Sunday is an opportunity for him to show it even more.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Morning, everybody. So I have an idea that I think, if taken, will be revolutionary when it comes to tickets to big games.
Oh.
The big story tonight, the World Series Game 1, most expensive ticket in the history of the World Series. It's like a $1,300 get-in price in Chavez Ravine.
For the nosebleeds.
For the nosebleeds. You're looking at $20,000 for really good seats, which is just obscene. So I have an idea. Every fan that has bought tickets to the Dodgers or the Yankees or wherever the home team is buys a $100 lottery ticket per seat, where they are entered to then, it's like the Taylor Swift virtual waiting room, whatever. So if you are selected,
like the charity raffle thing that people do when they have Super Bowl tickets.
Exactly. So Net Raffle, all those, yeah. These charities do a great job of taking advantage of it. But I'm just talking as a capitalist. So how many people are in your tent that have $100? So if you want to get, you know, four tickets, $400, you're not guaranteed World Series tickets. However, should you not be entered or should you not win, that money goes towards a ticket next season. This fixes the dilemma, which is the very sort of emotionless crowd that often goes to the games, the bigger the stakes because the prices are so much higher, thereby improving the home field advantage, helping the organization, and rewarding those that have been there the whole season to be there for the biggest games. I don't know why you would say no to this. It seems too good to be true. And then the last part of this, obviously, if you win, you have to go to the game. So you would have, you know, Chris Scheim from Lowell would have to show up with his ticket, and he goes to the game so they're not resold again.
It seems like a brilliant idea to me, Curtis.
But how would the broadcast then surf the crowd and show all the celebrities that were there?
Celebrities can still go to games. We're not talking about the whole building.
They can still go. They can still be there.
You know what I mean? It's that when you get to that level, the price goes up because they know the people are going to come out of the woodwork because they want to be seen at that game.
Yeah. After yesterday's discussion about beer prices, do you know what local celebrity is not going to be seated on the parquet ever again in their entire life?
I don't know. You tell me.
Jermaine Wiggins.
I didn't say nothing about. I said nothing bad about the Celtics.
It
Sully,
was
it
was selective hearing on Sully's part.
Yeah, because I said
you did put the blame on the Bruins.
I did put the blame on the Bruins because, you know, unfortunately the Celtics, they rent out that arena from the Bruins. So I said, all right, well, it's got to be the Bruins who put. But then again, blame Sully. The internet lied.
Has anybody been more wrong than you were yesterday about beer prices?
I was pretty wrong on that, but it's the internet. The internet, this is what
but
the internet
said. Wiggy, you were looking at the internet, and all of us were saying you were wrong.
Well, the internet, usually I always thought the internet was right.
Oh, so yesterday you found out.
So how come when you guys go to the internet?
Well, because you find a good source, like you find a reputable source.
Well, Jaguar Wright is a reputable source.
I just now need to know if the Celtics prices are more expensive than the Bruins prices. Yeah, because you put it out there yesterday that it was like double.
I think they still are, but not by much.
I don't think they are. I think it's the exact same price for a beer.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Well, if I go to the game on Monday, they're playing at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll make sure to take a picture of the sign.
I feel like quite a deal on the water. $5.99. That's a pretty good price for a bottle of Dasani over there at the Garden.
By the way, I watched the Celtics last night. Wiggy is so right about disrespecting Tatum. I watch him. He had a couple plays early in the first half or in the first quarter. He goes right to the hoop. He gets knocked over. Does a somersault. Wasn't even like jaking it. No call. Then the Wizards go down the floor, whatever the hell their Washington nickname is these days, and a guy that I've never heard of gets breathed on, and it's a foul. It's
Wiggy bizarre. Also spot on when it comes to Tatum and the difference in which his shot looks. Like, he looked, looks so much smoother. It looks so much better.
And like, just his whole, like I told you, you got a whole new bag, you know? And I think at watching this start in five, I don't even think players in the league, because there was a point in time when they played against Minnesota and Anthony Edwards was saying, this is supposed to be the best player in the league. This is supposed to be the franchise player. Like, I don't even know if his peers give him the respect that he deserves just yet.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which reads, my takeaway from the Bruins game last night is that it is wildly unfair to put DMs between Greg and Wiggy in those Boston Garden seats.
Them seats
it was
are
a little
tight.
It was a little tight last
They're
night.
They're comfortable as far as the cushioning and on your bottom and your back.
Is it the seat's fault?
You should have put Ken in between you two and Lindsay on the end.
No, that's nobody wants to be next
to
Ken.
Well, it's the seat's fault because it's like airplanes. They don't make them for larger people. And not everybody is 5'9", 180 pounds. You get, like, if I try to get up, like when the Bruins score, if there's a big play, I'm stuck. So I have to, like, slide forward. And, you know, you'd think there'd be a little bit of room.
Yeah, it could be a little bit difficult to get up. Luckily, last night there weren't too many times that required us to get up and celebrate a Bruins goal.
No, but so, you know, but even then, just to get in the action, you like wedged in there.
Did you the first goal the Bruins scored last night was the power play goal?
Yeah, it was the Pasta goal.
Did you hear? Oh no, it was the Pasta goal. Did you hear when I got up? Did you hear what everybody else heard around us yesterday?
No, what they had.
Yes.
Are you going to die?
Yeah, that was a real problem. All right. We have leads left from Courtney and from Wiggy and from me. And so we'll get to those next.